Well, good morning, church. It's good to see you today. I get the privilege of introducing a good friend of mine. Just kind of back up before I introduce him, I'll give you an idea of why Billy and I are up here today. We are at a stage or phase in our church where we're really on the verge of making some pretty key decisions. And many of you know, dating back to, I guess, the late 80s, early 90s, there's been a lot of talk about building and construction and when are we going to get a sanctuary or, you know, a place to worship. And really, we're moving in that direction. But there are some other key areas, I feel like, for us as a church to have as kind of an overarching vision before we just build in and you know, begin the process of construction. And so as I've thought through, how can we wisely navigate on the front end of this entire process so that we make decisions now that in 10 years and 20 years from now, we'll be glad that we made. There was a guy's name, Billy Parker, who came to my mind because I got to know Billy when I was a pastor at Warner. He and I developed a friendship. He became a mentor to me. Shared with the earlier service that I was just a young, struggling, fledgling pastor. And then Billy came along, and my life has never been the same since. It's just this wonderful work that took place. And Billy, he really has. He's been an instrumental person to me in my life personally, my you know, growth and you know, whatever God has done, you know, those things in my life. And so what I want to do today is introduce Billy to you. He has a unique ability to help bring out the best in a church body. If you were here when he was the interim pastor, you know, he came in for that time being and really helped the church navigate in some areas. And he's coming in basically to help us do some of those same things. He's going to be down here once a week and help us navigate during this stage to help us make some wise decisions as a church. And so today, Billy, if you would just kind of share with us a little bit of the particulars about what your role is going to be and how you're going to help us navigate these things.
Well, thanks for the kind words that you said. I'm trying to live up to those words. My role really is to help the church respond to God's vision that God's laying out to the church. In fact, you'll see on this first slide, and it says responding to vision. And every church family has to decide, you know, how are we going to move forward? How are we going to move forward with facilities? What's our goal? What's our mission? What's our purpose? And how are we going to do that? There's an old passage in the Old Testament. It's called Habakkuk, out of the book of Habakkuk. You may not have read Habakkuk in a while. It's not a commonly read. Have you preached out of Habakkuk lately?
We carry the Bible in our hearts all the time. So you have it on the text? Yeah, they know it. You just quote it.
Okay. Well, since you know it already, in Habakkuk chapter 2, it says this. It says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he who reads it may be able to run with it. Now, that's God talking to this Old Testament prophet. Now, if God said, write it down, make it plain, so the person who reads it can run with it, so they may be able to implement it. That's what he's trying to say. Well, if it's not written down, it's unclear. So visions can be unclear if they're not stated. And the person who's trying to apply it can't apply it unless he can clearly see what that vision is. And so part of what my role is to do is to say, okay, how can we put the vision of the church together and let's all move forward in one particular way, try to accomplish one particular thing. And so you'll see this next slide. It's a little circular thing, has arrows. And the idea is that we are comprehensively trying to achieve something at the same time, simultaneously. And the first and primary goal is this, to make disciples. That's your vision, right?
That basically is the bedrock. And I've said this hopefully a million times and said another million times. The mission, you know, what we're to do is to make disciples. Jesus has clearly stated that for us. Our challenge is to figure out how that actually happens. And so, yeah.
Yeah, so to make disciples. So soon somebody's going to make a decision in this church. Maybe somebody even here today will pray to receive Christ. And then they're going to start to develop and their life in a relationship with Christ. The church is going to help them grow. So make disciples. The people who are doing that disciple making, the primary people, are going to be your staff and your pastor and your elders, right? And by the way, you got a great staff here. You got a good group of elders who love the church. And so you have it's a great base to see that happen. They're the ones that are going to do the actual discipling, not exclusively, but they're leading in that. You know what I'm saying? There are three groups that are going to be really moving forward from here. And it's going to be a mission team and a stewardship team and a construction team. Let me first say something about the mission team. Pastor Brian is leading that team. It's a foundational team. because the mission team is going to set the pace to show us what we're trying to accomplish. And here's the idea of the missions, is to make disciples and develop a method for making disciples. Now, the stewardship team is to help fund the making of discipleship. Now, you're sitting in a nice building. You're sitting in a padded pew, or padded chair, I should say. It's pretty good temperature in here. Somebody has paid for that. Through the gifts and offerings of the church family, there's been some sacrifice or some obedient giving been done, that you're sitting in a place like this to be discipled, right? And so that's going to be true for the next facility. And it's also going to be true for the next group of people who become Christians. Someone will have to spend time with them, develop them, show them how to walk their faith. And so that's what the stewardship team will kind of focus on. And then the construction team will look at developing resources for making disciples. It's a great facility. Even what you have right here is great. You're having two services, and so hopefully that increases, right? So the next facility, the goal of the facility is not just to get in it and to have one. The goal of the facility is that building will help us make disciples in the future.
Yeah, and I think that's just a key point, if I could piggyback on that. I really believe firmly, I have believed for a long time, that whatever we build, we need to build in a mission-driven way. In other words, we build this new building is, it is a tool, it's a means to help us toward making disciples. We don't want to, and I like the phrase Billy has used before, we don't want our mission to fit our building. We want our building to fit our mission. And as a church, I strongly believe if a building, and we're going to emphasize it, we're going to talk about it, there are going to be really good things about it, but if a building becomes our mission for a 5-year period of time and a 10-year period of time, and all you hear me talk about is a building, then I believe we have fallen far short of what God's heart and His vision is for not only our body, but for this region. So I'm very committed to helping us have what we just refer to as a God-centered balance, where we're not just talking about what we're going to do here on these 13 acres. I mean, we're excited about the things that are happening and are going to continue to happen, but at the same time, that can't be or become our driving force. We have to keep our focus on not just this 13-acre piece of ground, but the region that God has called us to bring transformation into. So key point in all of our conversations is keeping a balance there, I think.
Part of that's the missions team. This will be one of the first teams that's put together. And Brian's already started putting that team together. And here's what we hope to do with the teams, because a lot of folks in this church have been here a long time. In fact, 20 years looking at building a new structure. Some of you have been here from the onset of that. There are a lot of people here that haven't been here that length of time. You're new, you're fresh, you've come in. And so we need to assimilate both those groups together. So we hope these teams that are built together are built with people who've been here a while and with people who haven't been here a while. And so they can come together and so there's more than one thing being accomplished. We're accomplishing a goal of, setting the mission out, but we're also assimilating groups of people together. And that's just as important as anything else that's being accomplished. That missions team is to equip people to be missionaries and help them develop in that idea of being a missionary, developing their faith. They're also to help develop the strategy of the church in terms of helping plant churches or create or help strengthening other churches. And then they're to search for and identify opportunities for growth for the church to go on mission. That's a key component. Stewardship team. Here's some things that we're trying to build with the stewardship team. I'm saying this to you right now because we're going to be asking people to serve on these teams. Now, here's the exciting thing. Sometimes when you get asked to serve at church, you go, oh my goodness, what are they asking me to do? We're going to try to be really plain and very clear when we ask you what to serve and make it kind of have it written out for you. But here's the great thing that you get a chance to do. It's not just these teams, it's the church itself. You're setting the pace for the next decade of this church. What you do now will set the pace for those people who become Christians and develop in their faith over the next 10 to 15 to 20 years. That's something that's worth investing in. And so I want to encourage you to do that. And here in the stewardship team is to encourage believers to worship through biblical giving. I believe the Bible says that. We're to give. And in fact, you're going to discover more of what God has for you as you give. Introduce believers to serving through sacrificial giving. And then to help believers bond in the community of faith by sharing their resources and help believers understand that giving helps make disciples. You've already worshiped this morning, and that's a part of sacrifice. Of worship is sacrifice. You can worship not only through singing, but you can worship through giving as well. When I was a kid, all my life, God's put me in churches that are trying to build something, it seems like. I was in sixth grade, and this church that we were attending over in Jinx, Oklahoma, called the Beaver Street Baptist Church. If you drive on the Creek Turnpike, you'll see the Beaver Street Baptist Church. And that church was funded by the people of that church just giving themselves and making money however they could. And one time, my dad said, "Get up, Bill," early Saturday morning. He said, "Get up, we're going to go down to the church. We're going to strip copper wiring." It was cold. I still have that vision in my mind. We're sitting there with our pocket knives. It's a big cable. And we're stripping that cable. And we're going to take it and take that copper, go sell it, take the money from that copper, and put it to the church. That church has got a building there today because of things like that. It takes sacrificial giving for churches to develop not only facilities, but making disciples and sending missionaries. And I want to encourage you to be the type of people that will be sacrificially giving as well. The next team is the construction team. And now this is the thing that everybody sees. You can see a building real easy. And it's important that the facility be a place where the community can come and be a part of it. They can use the facility, but that the community can be have their needs met there as well. So we hope that out of the construction of the new facility, it'll be a great place for worship and discipleship to take place, but that it'll also reach the needs of the community as well. Most of you in this room have been to a funeral where you couldn't seat everybody, right? You've been to a place where this new facility that will be built will be able to minister to community in a wide variety of ways. And one of those ways is being able to help them through difficult, challenging times, through training, and through helping other churches. So especially if we do any technology involved in it as well. Construct a building that will allow ministry to the entire family and build a structure that will help the church and other community. I came here on a Wednesday night. I haven't been here very many times, but been on a Wednesday night, and I pull into the parking lot on a Wednesday, and I'm basically just one or two cars out here. But when I get ready to leave, I start to walk out, and I notice there are a couple things that are pretty interesting. First of all, there are kids running around all in the back area right there. They're throwing balls and all that kind of stuff and playing, being kids. There are youth wandering and kidding and joking and all that kind of stuff. There are adults going into this room over here, and I notice they eat in shifts. They'll go in and eat, and then another one gets up, and they'll take their place and sit down where they were. It's a kind of free-for-all here on Wednesday nights. What I noticed is it's a family-oriented activity. And you guys have the chance to disciple your community through families. Through men, you know, if you're going to disciple a family, you have to communicate to men. And if you're going to disciple a family, you have to communicate with women. And that then affects the whole family. So I can see how that can be a really, that new facility is going to have to be able to engage the family as they're doing discipleship. And so those are the kind of key components that we're trying to look at.
And I hope you understand, really today is just basically an introduction to Billy. It's also an introduction for those of you who don't know where we are in the process, to just give you a little primer on where we are. We're not on the verge of making any kind of decisions. We're just in the beginning stages. One of the key things that we want to be effective at is communication. We want to, as much as possible, communicate to you so you know where we are in this process. Today is just kind of a fire hydrant. We're going to give you the big summary of what we're doing. But at subsequent times, I think the next time is Sunday evening, March 27th. We're going to have kind of a town hall forum type thing. We wanted to take about 15 minutes this morning and just give you the very general basics. But there will be plenty of opportunities in the future to dialogue about this, to pray about this. In the meantime, the one thing that I would ask you for is to pray that our elders would have wisdom, our staff would have wisdom, that Billy and I would have wisdom as we walk through where we're going as a church. Because as Billy said, what happens now in this next 1 to 2 years is really going to be a rudder that directs us for the next 10 to 20. So anyway, Billy, thank you for coming today. It's good to visit with you.
Thank
I'm going to
you,
pray,
Brian.
And we're going to transition. Jason is going to come up and preach. So let's pray together. Jason, if you would come. Father, I thank you already for the worship that we've been a part of. I thank you for Billy, my relationship with him and just his friendship. I thank you for the fact that he's here with us one day a week and is going to help us to work through some of these big questions of construction and stewardship and mission and just trying to make sense of all those things in such a way that we don't lose sight of your heart. We don't want to become so focused on what we're doing here that we lose sight of the bigger picture with regard to what you want to do in this region and in this world. So I just pray that you would give us wisdom, keep us humble before you, keep us focused on where your heart is. And I just pray for Jason as he stands before us to share what Jesus shared with some people 2,000 years ago, that you would give him this sense of an unction and utterance, that you'd fill him with your spirit, that you would through him communicate to us. In Jesus' name, amen.